Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, exploring the issues that impact our community, providing an in-depth analysis of the latest national discussion, and hitting the issues hard in a thoughtful, passionate, and provocative way. We have another thought-provoking show for you this morning. Like many of you, I'm appalled at the escalation of gun violence that plagues our community, especially in major cities like Chicago and Detroit. Charlotte, of course, has seen its fair share of gun violence. My hometown of Asbury Park in Neptune has seen an almost unprecedented escalation in gun violence in the last few years, and it's almost always attributable to gangs. The nation has been specifically focused on Chicago because death by gun has become an all too familiar reality. Several weeks ago, during the Easter weekend, upward of 34 people were shot in Chicago, including children. A few days ago in my hometown, a one-year-old child and several others were shot. People are literally ducking bullets in their own homes. We're not off the hook here in Charlotte either. Media attention may be focused on Chicago today, but Queen City, you should be concerned. So today, we're going to talk about gangs and gang violence, a novel but desperate approach to ending the scourge of gun violence in our community. We're going to talk about it here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Before we delve into the issue of gangs and gun violence, I want to chime in on the latest national discussion. And of course, we're talking about Clippers basketball team owner Donald Sterling. What a despicable man. What a despicable human being. Now, of course, you would have to have been living on another planet if you hadn't heard what this bigot said during a recorded conversation between he and his girlfriend, who happens to be part African-American and part Mexican. If you didn't hear his appalling words, take a listen to this.
You know that I'm gay.
You told me you were going to remove those.
See that I have black people on my Instagram. And it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl. Every day, you could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them, you could bring them in, you could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on the... And not to bring him to my games.
I am so glad NBA Commissioner Silver took a firm position and banned this bigoted idiot from attending games and practices and other ownership duties that would give him the privilege of being among rational human beings. The commissioner on Tuesday, as you perhaps know, leveled a $2.5 million fine and is strongly encouraging NBA owners to wrest control of ownership of the Clippers team. And I've been hearing that Oprah Winfrey might perhaps be interested. Floyd Mayweather, Magic Johnson, so many others perhaps might be interested. And of course, they had the deep pockets to be interested. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens next. It would have been a violation of basic decency and humanity if this racist was allowed to further insult the team, further insult Magic Johnson and African Americans and basketball fans of all stripes, all backgrounds, all races, because a lot of us really love the game. If Sterling was to hold on to the team and not be strongly denounced and made to pay a steep price for his hatred, I think there would have been a revolt by the team. Ultimately, if this firm position wasn't taken, folks, the team would have had to demonstrate their disdain and their displeasure in a more aggressive way. And it's my understanding that they were prepared to walk off the court had Silver not been forceful enough. And I'm certainly glad it didn't come to that. Sterling and millions of people that share his sentiment and worldview have taught us another painful lesson. America still has a race problem, and older generations generations of people Sterling's age are still mired in racial prejudice and bigotry. Sterling was caught, but others whose power and money may not be as vast still exercise some level of control and influence on a smaller scale, which has its own set of dangers and problems. But I'm glad there are millions of whites in this country who are not interested in holding fast to prejudice and bigotry. And folks, it's a good thing that Sterling serves as an example of our collective intolerance, our collective disdain of these behaviors. It really is a good thing. Let's talk about gang violence. Like many of you, I'm appalled. No, I'm sickened. Better yet, folks, I am disgusted with gang violence. I'm disgusted with the escalation of shooting incidences and death in our community. I'm royally disgusted with the idea that children can't play in the streets and our elders can't enjoy a walk in their own neighborhood because of drug dealers, because of gangbangers, and the violence that's associated with the gang culture. There are some questions that we are required to answer. We're required to consider. There are measures that are profoundly uncomfortable to explore if we are going to impact gang violence in a real, significant way. But we folks must first ask, what do we do about people who simply refuse to change? What do we do about individuals and groups of people who are clearly an anathema to peace and quality of life in our community? What do we do about some of the most violent among us? About thugs who will shoot and maim and kill with no reservation, no compunction at all? There is going to be a constant refrain for the remainder of this show. I am telling you right now, prison is not enough. There has to be something worse than prison. But we'll get to that in a minute. Take a listen to this.
They rolled up in the car with their guns out, asking us what we was and asked us what we DOD'ing with them. Then we said no, then they started shooting. And it was just shoot. She couldn't do nothing, she was shot. So they shot her right in the stomach.
She turned
right
around and they shot her in the back.
You can't even come to the park and enjoy yourself without this happening. Like, kids should be able to come in a community without, you know, worrying about violence.
But they don't take the kids.
They need to stop.
And I just kept on saying, I'm shot. And I, like, it's like I couldn't believe it. So.
14-year-old.
We cannot let summer in Chicago 2014 become a bloodbath where children are shot down or killed or afraid to go out of their house.
9 people dead, 36 people wounded, including 6 children. This is despicable. We are tolerating this nonsense. Yes, we are tolerating the black community. We're tolerating this stuff. And if you detect a little disdain in my voice, well, yes, there is disdain in my voice. I am absolutely disgusted with this. And it's not just with folks who are out here perpetrating these crimes. It's with us. It's with our community. We've tolerated this nonsense for far too long. We've lived with this crap for too long. We've made a bunch of excuses for people that simply don't care. We've allowed these guys to run rampant in our community, to run roughshod on our community and on our people. And we're either too squeamish or unwilling to seriously consider measures that will not only effectively abate the violence, but to render gangs and gang violence a relic of the past. And the question is, are you willing to do what is necessary? Because to be honest with you, I'm at that point now where every option is on the table. We are living in a desperate situation because when knuckleheads can go around shooting children. In the case of a situation back home in my hometown of Asbury Park, a one-year-old is shot along with several other people, shooting indiscriminately at people, at houses. My God, you have folks who are literally shooting at funerals. Funerals. We've arrived at a juncture, critical juncture, where we're either going to either completely eliminate the problem, as I wrote several years ago, or we are going to have to acquiesce to a precarious coexistence. I don't want the latter. It is time to eliminate this nonsense. Do you know how many gangs are out there in our communities? If you just look at Charlotte alone, we have 100 different gangs in just in Charlotte. And you're talking about subsets. You're talking about affiliates. You're talking about thousands all across the country. You look at cities like LA and Chicago and Detroit, Louisiana, all across the country. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of young men are in gangs, wreaking all kinds of havoc on communities. And it is a startling reality that we are living with gun violence every single day. People are hiding in their tubs, ducking underneath beds, hiding behind walls because knuckleheads are running around doing drive-bys. In 2014, there are still drive-bys? What are we doing? For those of you that don't know, I remember reading an article about California initiating a gang, literally about 150 different types of gang injunctions. For those of you that don't know, California's gang injunctions were court orders that restrict gang members from congregating in certain designated areas of a given community. The injunction, in essence, makes it a public nuisance for two or more members of a gang to be in the same place, displaying gang signs, having gang-related tattoos, selling controlled substances, graffiti, and a bevy of other identifiable gang activity poses a threat to the health and well-being of a community. So they ultimately instituted or initiated these gang injunctions. Many folks thought that it was ineffective because, first of all, you got to consider the fact that you are still allowing these folks to gather. Whether it's one or two, they are still exercising a certain level of control and terrorism on our communities. There are so many different studies. Having to go through all of that right now is immaterial. I just want you to understand, stuff has to stop. There are no simple solutions, and I understand that. And it's clear to me that communities all across the country are doing their darndest to stop this nonsense. California, Detroit, L.A., New Orleans, Charlotte, all across the country, from small towns to large metropolitan areas, there are a bevy of efforts that are being employed, from gang units to citywide ordinances. Gang violence reduction efforts have been extraordinarily difficult to measure in terms of success, but folks are trying to do something. The result is, of course, in 2014 in Chicago, during a holy weekend, 34 people are shot. So something is amiss in terms of the execution of these efforts. I don't know. I remember a while ago I was discussing this, and usually I deal with this issue, to be honest with you, quite often. And in my discussions, I always talk about that there's a biblical verse, I believe in the book of Proverbs, where it talks about a certain generation. And it says, whose teeth are like swords and whose jaws are like knives. That generation, we are seeing that generation on display today. They don't respect their mothers. They don't respect their fathers. We are seeing on full display today a wicked and vile group of people who will snatch your life just to get in a gang, to be a part of it. And while and as they are a part of it, they are exercising terrorism on our communities. They will mow you down in a hail of bullets over gang signs, over colors, because one set disrespected the other. Some of you are not going to like this, but there are predators among us. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I've grown exhausted of the excuses. I've grown tired of the same arguments about poverty, about joblessness, about fatherless homes, about poor neighborhoods. These are the same arguments I articulated years ago that I promulgated and promoted 20 years ago. I remember the Stop the Violence campaign that rappers were instituting back in the 80s and 90s. I remember all of those campaigns. And you know what? They may have had some impact, but the fact that we are dealing with this issue, particularly in small towns and small communities like my hometown of Asbury Park, it seems to suggest that it isn't enough, that more drastic measures need to be instituted, because as we continue to make excuses, more rationalize these abhorrent behaviors, more young men, more children are going to be shot. That is the truth. Folks, our neighborhoods are being terrorized. Flying bullets. Every other week, something is going on, either in Chicago or my hometown. More and more mothers are burying their sons. And enough is enough. Aren't you tired of all the shootings? Aren't you tired of all the killing? Aren't you tired of living in fear? Aren't you tired of the violence? I am. I'm tired of mothers burying their sons because some knucklehead wants to prove himself, because he wants to be down, because he can't fight, he has to go grab a gun. Tired of our elders not being able to walk to the store for fear of being shot along the way. I'm tired of our children having to dodge bullets in their own front yards or in the playground. I'm tired of preachers preaching funerals of victims and perpetrators of gun violence. I'm tired of having meetings, needing meetings, hearing about another meeting to meet about the same darn thing. It's time to make gangs and gang membership illegal in the United States. No more excuses for these thugs and knuckleheads. No more excuses for these predators. I've got tired of the excuses. Because as we're straddling sociological perspectives and political expediency, young black men are being shot down in what should be considered alarming rates. Some reason folks just simply don't care. It's time that we all come to grips with a stark reality. There are predators in our community, and some of these predators will not change. There will always be some parents who fail to instill proper values in their children, won't respect their community or the humanity of others. Some parents are simply not equipped to raise or engage their predatory offspring, but we ought not to be held hostage to this situation. There are predators among us, and some of these predators are not interested in jobs and education and honest living, quality of life, a prosperous community, or an African-centered culture that celebrates life, that celebrates respect and integrity, the dignity of our women, and respect for tradition. There will always be fathers who are absent from the lives of their children, but we should not be held hostage to the despicable behaviors of their predatory offspring. Marching, I've said many times, is something we ought to do. Rallying, we ought to do. It's absolutely necessary because we have to call attention to the crisis. But unfortunately, most of the predators involved in this violence, the shooting and the killing, they're probably asleep anyway. When the march and the rally and folks are really out there doing what they're doing and organizing, these folks aren't paying attention. And some of these thugs are emotionally detached from this community and all of our communities. It's time for a change, folks. It's time for a change. As I think about this, as I mull over all of the things that we have to grapple with, again, I understand when somebody doesn't have a job, they get desperate. I understand that. I've been there. But to wreak havoc on our community, no, that's unacceptable. Let me be unequivocal. Let me be emphatic about something. Gang violence and the shootings that plague our communities will not end until we are willing to take drastic measures. Because the reality is warehousing gangs and gang members in prison is no longer viable or economically feasible for any of our communities and for our country, for that matter. Prison is no more than a recruiting station for gang membership. And I've said just as recently as a few days ago, some of the violence that occurs in prison is essentially tied to gang membership, and it's always gang related. And I want to be clear, we again heard all of the excuses as to why gang violence is so prevalent in our communities. And I want to be redundant in this because we hear it. So I'm going to say it again. I don't want to hear any more about fatherless homes and bad parenting and lack of jobs and lack of recreational activities and bad educational system, rap music, drugs, etc. Now, I'll concede that all of the aforementioned is part of the problem. I'll also concede that the aforementioned creates an environment for gang violence to fester and to escalate. But are we obligated as a community to tolerate another shooting because some knucklehead didn't have a father in his home? Are we obligated to see another mother lean over a casket wailing and crying because some knucklehead decided to shoot and kill all because he failed in school or he couldn't find a job? We're not obligated to deal with this, continue dealing with that nonsense, to tolerate it. Look, I'm familiar with the insane economic disparity that exists in our country. It's wrong. I know that. I know that poverty dogs many of our communities. I know it's wrong. But it's also wrong that families are having to duck a hail of bullets in their own homes, that children cannot play in their own front yards or in the playground. That is equally wrong, or perhaps even more. Ultimately, these idiots, these knuckleheads, have made a decision to wreak havoc on our communities. They've made a decision to shoot. They made a decision to maim. They made a decision to destroy the quality of life in our communities. Therefore, these violent predators have forfeited their rights to be among us. That's right. That's what I said. They forfeited their rights to be among us. It's time for a legislative solution here. It's time to make gangs and gang membership illegal in the United States. No more waiting for a shooting. No more waiting for drug dealing or some other violent act to occur. If you are a member of a gang, a known violent street gang, you've already committed a crime. You've already committed a criminal offense. Because the violence that we're seeing on the streets of Asbury Park and Neptune and in Chicago, light years away from the fist fights and street fights that I engaged in when I was young, the jumps and the occasional stabbing of yesterday, this is all gone now. It's a whole different breed, a whole different animal. The violence today is similar to the shootings that erupted in large cities like L.A. and Oakland and Chicago decades ago. These shootings are escalating in frightening and real, dramatic ways. Asbury Park and Neptune will have to mull through different efforts to deal with this. If we don't address this problem in a real and dramatic way, my hometown, Asbury and Neptune, will ultimately make national headlines. And if this violence continues on the upward trajectory, Asbury Park could one day be registered as one of the most violent cities in America. Do the folks back home really want that? I said in a post on my Facebook, it's time for a citywide sweep in Asbury Park, Neptune, and all across the country of every Blood, every Crip, every MS-13 member, and any other violent street gang, their affiliates, their subsets. It's time to load them all on barges and ship them off to Siberia or to the harshest environment we can locate. If they want to shoot, they want to maim or kill each other, let them do it. Let them have their wish. But in a place so far from our communities and our country that it's barely registered on the Richter scale. Again, prison is not enough. What's required is a fate worse than prison. No family visits, no phone calls, no trip to the commissary, no letters, no conjugal visits, no chance to recruit more gang members, no chance to order hits from prison, no more coddling or finding excuses for their violent behaviors. Let them survive on their own in an environment commensurate with their violent behaviors. And I don't want to hear any talk about sending them off to Afghanistan or putting them in the military. They don't deserve that honor or distinction. They don't deserve to wear the uniform of our nation. They've abdicated their responsibilities to our communities. Why should we entrust them with a uniform and a more weapons? No. These predators don't deserve the honor attached to being in our military. The reality is, if we're going to tackle this scourge of gun and gang violence, it has to be swift, unrelenting, and dramatic. Otherwise, we're just playing and complaining. We are no longer obligated to tolerate this nonsense. It is time for a fate worse than prison. We ought not be held hostage to the violence because some knucklehead cannot find a job and opted to impose his destructive and ruthless behaviors on our community. We're not obligated to tolerate this crap. At some point, we're all are going to have to realize that there are predators among us and they've abdicated their rights to live in our communities. It's time to make gangs and gang membership illegal in the United States. It's time. I don't care if life is unfair. It's going to be unfair. I don't care to hear about the white man. I don't care about all of the other excuses. It's time for a nationwide sweep of all violent street gangs. Yes, the Bloods, the Crips, MS-13, all of them. Pick them all up. Sweep them out of our schools, off of our streets, corners, and out of our playgrounds, from in front of corner stores and any other place where these violent crimes are hatched and committed. Enough is enough. I want these violent... I don't want to cuss here. I want these folks off of our streets and out of our communities. It's time to make gangs and gang membership illegal in the United States. It's time for a fate worse than prison. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I will continue to advocate and promulgate a legislative solution to gangs and gang violence. It's time to make gangs and gang membership illegal in the United States. It's time for a fate worse than prison. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. This show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. I'll talk with you next week.